Today is September 11th, 17 years ago, the terror attacks happened here in America, and a survey, Eye Assault, for the first time came out, and I'm wondering your thoughts at 317-239-1009. It's asking people if today, 9/11, should be a federal holiday, like we get other days off and we observe it, and here's what people said. 38% said, yeah, you know what? It should be a federal holiday. So almost 4 in 10 people said that. But actually more people, 42%, said it should not. It should
why?
Not be a federal holiday. You know, I'll share my reason why I think it shouldn't. And maybe that's why. I didn't say why they said that. And 20% of people said, you know, I'm really not sure. And if you're wondering, by the way, September 11th already has a name, like the day today. It's Patriot Day, because it's not a federal holiday, though. That means that schools, banks, and governments are still open and people don't get the official day off. I think we should totally remember the day. Like you said, never forget. But I'm just so worried that some idiot and some people will take it as an excuse just to have a day off of work. Because so many holidays we have now that are federal holidays, people don't remember the thing or celebrate them. Not everybody does. They just do it. It's like, all right, no work today.
Of course there are going to be people like that that don't really take the time to reflect and mentally, you know, pay respects like you should whenever we have those days off. But how many said that they didn't think that it was necessary? Because there's a difference between acknowledging that some people are not going to do it right and then just saying, like, no, we shouldn't do it.
42% of people said it should not be a federal holiday.
So 42% of Americans then are terrorist sympathizers.
Oh, my gosh. That's an extreme jump. That doesn't mean you're a terrorist sympathizer.
No, I don't understand. I genuinely, as a very, 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 I would say maybe the most patriotic person, 4th of July is my favorite holiday. I take 9/11 very seriously. I genuinely cannot understand anyone who would say this shouldn't be a national holiday, or we shouldn't take the time to pay our respects or talk about it. Or, well, it's been 17 years or whatever. You know, people don't really care that much anymore. If you have any of those types of feelings on this day, then I have a huge problem with that.
It's sad, but I think a lot of people, unfortunately, don't even know what 9/11 is, like younger people.
Well, that's why Never Forget is so important. That's why we talk about it. Because you're right. There are little kids. If their parents and schools, and if everyone stops talking about it, then of course people are going to forget. But that's the point of Never Forget.
Here's federal holidays that we have right now. I just pulled this up. We have New Year's Day, mm-hmm. Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yep.
Sadly, I think a lot of people, probably white people, don't really celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's just, hey, it's a day off.
That's my opinion. Celebrating is the wrong word. You reflect.
But I don't think a lot of people reflect then, like you're saying.
No,
I don't believe
should.
So.
Yeah, they should. And they should. If 9/11 was a national holiday that we had off, then yeah, they should also reflect on today.
President's Day. Who reflects on President's Day?
Nobody.
Okay. Let's see. Independence Day. You brought that up. Yes, that's a big one. Memorial Day. Labor Day. Columbus Day. I feel like everybody's getting rid of Columbus Day. Veterans Day. And I think we definitely need to observe Veterans Day. That's a very important one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know, Alex. Like, I totally get what you're saying right there. I just feel sadly that you might be one of the only people that does that.
That I'm the only one that remembers and reflects on 9/11?
I'm dying to know how you remember and reflect Columbus Day.
I don't.
Well, so you're saying, but every holiday that we have off, people should be reflecting
some
and remembering
of them probably
on it.
Need
and if they don't, then that's an issue.
No, if there are certain ones, like if 9/11 was, then they should be doing that. I think a Martin Luther King Day is a great day to do something like that. President's Day, I mean, you know, Columbus Day, it's like, okay, I don't know. But yeah, then maybe those should be looked at. You know what I mean? If we're not really, it's like, why do we have, I don't know.
Do you think, okay, like as far
President's
as-
President's Day, to me, if I had to choose between President's Day or having 9/11 be a national holiday, I think 9/11.
Oh, I totally agree with you there too.
I mean, so I'm not saying they can't be adjusted, but there are certain days we should be taking the time to think about and reflect. I mean, I don't know about you, but on 9/11, like when I get home today, I'm going to be watching all the documentaries and all the specials that are on TV. I always go back every single year.
I can't do that.
I go back, I watch all of the old, like, you know, the break, like the Today Show and all of that was going on and all those different things and the speeches that George W. Bush gave and all those different things. That's super important to me.
I can't watch that stuff over and over again because eventually, like, it just makes me sad.
Well, yeah, it is sad.
I can't watch it over and over. Like, I don't forget about it, but I mean, I think everybody handles it their own different way. Like, that's, you're like, I'm going to go watch it. I'm going to relive it. I'm like, I've seen the footage. I mean, crazy stuff. I'm like, I don't need to see it. For me personally, like, I can't see it anymore. Like, it just makes me so depressed when I see that stuff.
I just think if you don't talk about it, you don't relive it, you don't bring it up, and you choose to forget, then the problem is then we all become desensitized to things like that, and that's how you prevent something like that from happening again. Well, it's important to keep it fresh in our memories of how tragic this day was.
Like, I think people can just have this day and definitely feel more proud to be an American today than maybe any other day of the year, you know, but that doesn't mean that they have to like relive all of it. I think that reliving it is a very certain way to cope with something and recognize something for a specific person. I don't think everyone does relive something to honor something.
See, I don't think it's necessarily reliving.
You just watched a Today Show the day.
Yeah,
exactly. Because I think that's reliving.
Because
it.
All of the news outlets are going to be showing those and everything. And I'm saying I think it's important to, that helps you remember. If you block it out and you don't want to talk about it or mention it every year on this day, then that's how people forget. That's why it's important, because of the younger generation.
I have a friend actually whose dad worked in the World Trade Centers.
Wow.
And every like morning he, or like Monday or Tuesday morning, he would fly to New York to go to work to the World Trade Centers and stay there all during the week. And the day of 9/11, he woke up and she woke up and she was sick and she was crying and begging her dad not to go because she was sick and didn't feel good. And she was like in kindergarten.
It's crazy hearing those stories.
And that's how he lived. It's
wow.
Because he would have been in the building on one of the top floors on that day.
That's incredible.
It's just a discussion. There's no, Alex isn't wrong. We're not wrong. Like, nobody's right or wrong in this. Like, you can believe what you want to believe and do it how you feel. I think too, like, I don't know how it is. You know how sometimes we think military people, but I think today, especially firefighters and first responders, like, Say thank you. I mean, we have a lot of heroes right here in Indy. Actually, some people in Indy were there at 9/11 helping out. We mentioned earlier, first responders. So there's something really cool we put up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. I think you should go check out. Maybe you can steal it and share it with some friends, too. It's at Joe and Alex Show.